It's 9/11. Over the years, the institution of marriage has changed quite a bit. The New York Times reports while there are higher divorce rates now, developments like that are a sign that the institution has evolved to better respect individual autonomy, especially for women. But marriage has also become all or nothing, where we have very high expectations that we can only reach if we have a lot of time and energy to dedicate to the relationship. Joining us to talk about this, Lori Pune, couples mediator and author of Fight Less, Love More. Welcome back, Lori.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Now, it sounds romantic to think marriages now require you to give all of yourself to someone. But I guess the question is, with present day marriages involving more households where both spouses work and when you consider parenthood, do a lot of couples have the time to give it their all?
Well, they have less time, but what we can do now is use our time better. And whereas some of the articles out there and the one you cite tends to suggest people should just lower their expectations, we should no longer seek personal growth in marriage, especially if we don't have time to invest in it. The reality is it doesn't take that much time. And what I strongly advocate for people is, you know, we might not have a date night, but you know what? You don't need that. Have a life that feels like dating in the sense that, say, you know, how are you today? Follow up with your mate when you know they have an appointment or something important going on. Send it a 10-second text message. So the reality is all of our technology has allowed us to connect more quickly, and we should use that more frequently and not lose sight of its importance.
The fact that we're looking more for an emotional connection when it comes to marriage than people did years back, there were other things specifically that women were concerned about when it came to marriage. I mean, they basically needed it to survive in many ways. Is that the reason, the fact that marriage has changed and it's become kind of this all or nothing concept, is that the reason why the divorce rate is so high?
Well, the autonomy is actually much more influential in the world of people who are poor, because our divorce rates show that after 1980, there became a huge divide in the inequality, which is that people without a high school education had a divorce rate go up from 28% up to an unbelievable 46%, whereas people with a college degree, the divorce rate actually has gone down in the last 30 years, and it went down from 18% down to 16%. So it's the economic inequality, poverty, that causes additional conflict, less time, people working multiple jobs. And my advice for them would be the same, which is you don't have to lower your expectations. We do have to get better at the communication and the, you know, eyeball-to-eyeball love play of just looking at each other and saying, I'm grateful to have you in my life, which are things that are assumed, but we never say them. And this is true. No matter how much money we make, these skills are still important.
All right, Lori, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me on your show.
That's Lori Pune, couples mediator and author of Fight Less, Love More. Next, we're going to talk college basketball. It's 9:14.